Today is Wednesday, October 9th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Curves Day. It's also National Stop Bullying Day. It's National Bring Your Teddy Bear to Work Day. Take Your Parents to Lunch Day. And finally, it's National Moldy Cheese Day. So, I'm going to say that's any cheese of the blue variety. And since it's Take Your Lunch... Oh, your parents to lunch day. You can take them to a lunch with moldy cheese if you want to do that. If you eat too much of it, it'll give you curves. So you can celebrate all of them at the same time. So we had talked about day one, I believe. I got to the hotel. We had a lovely Italian dinner. And I didn't know... I struggle in other countries to know how they do things. Even though we've already been to Italy before, I don't remember things. And I'm a little choked up. Anyway, so we get to this restaurant, and Mark is making faces behind me. Apparently the sugar-free lemon cookie is not good. I'm not sure if he noticed it was sugar-free when he was ordering it at the cafe. He wants to spit it out. He's not even swallowing. But anyway, so we went to this Italian restaurant and we sit down. Well, first of all, I start to just walk in the restaurant. And there are tables both inside and outside. And I start to just walk in because I'm looking for like a host... a hostess with the mostess, whatever. I'm looking for someone to get us a table. And I just start to walk in and then someone comes up to me, sir, or whatever. I don't know what they said, but they got my attention somehow. And Mark's like, it's this guy in black here. And they basically, the servers were outside, or a lot of them were outside, or they were kind of going back and forth between inside and outside. And so they, you know, he goes, how many, you know, and so that was the first thing. There was no host stand. And I remember from the last time we were in Italy, there was really no host stand. And so it's really confusing. It's like, who do I talk to get a table? Because if you don't know who, and it's not like they're wearing name tags. I mean, they are wearing black, but other than that, so he gets us to a table and we sit down and he brings over menus and all that. And then he goes away and we're just sitting there and I am expecting someone to come back and say, what would you like to drink? You know, and would you like water, still or sparkling, you know, and all that kind of stuff. Nobody is coming back. And Mark says, we have to call him over. I was like, we have to call him over. And so we called him over and ordered, and we had, I told you guys what we had already. So, but it was good. The food was really good, but it was just an experience. So then the next day we get up and we go to the train station. We get to the train station on time. We walk, we wait by the little thing that tells you departures and arrivals because they don't have the gates up yet, or the platforms, I guess is what you would call it for trains. But they didn't have the platforms up when we first got there, so we stood right in front of the little sign. And then they finally put up our thing, and it said 2 East, or 2 EST. And we were at 23, and 2 was the farthest corner of the rail station. I mean, it was like we were walking to, I never can say the name of it, the town that Civitavecchia. Anyway, it's the town that the cruise ship leaves from. And so we go, it takes us, I don't know, 10 minutes. It felt like, it probably wasn't 10 minutes, but it felt like 10 minutes. It takes us 10 minutes to walk over there. And we get there and we go up, and luckily there was a train there, and luckily we didn't get on the train. I was like, well, let's just check with the lady here. So I show her my ticket and she goes, oh no, that's platform 23. So while we were walking over there, they had changed the platform. I mean, they must have, because he and I both saw 2 East or 2 EST as the platform. We get there 10 minutes later, and then she's like, oh no, that's 23. So I can only assume that they changed the platform while we were walking. So luckily, I mean, we were early, so we didn't miss the train. But we go back another 10 minutes, get on the train, and it leaves. And it was only like a 35-40 minute train ride, so that was fine. We get there. We go up to this taxi place because we had not reserved a bus or a van or anything like that ahead of time. And so we go up to the taxi place. We're like, yeah, we need a taxi. And they're like, two or shared? Two or shared? And I said, well, shared's okay, or two. Like, it doesn't matter. And he's like, oh, okay, two. Oh, great, great. You know, I think he was playing dumb because I think it costs more for two or like something like that. He's like, oh, 15 euros a piece. I'm like, okay, that's fine. And he didn't tell us how much it was if we had done shared. So I think they were just trying to get another, you know, another taxi driver, some patrons. But anyway, we did it. We got to 10 minutes later. We were at the port. We get out. And I had assumed that they take credit cards, because every taxi that I've ever been in has taken a credit card in my, you know, at least recently. I mean, all of them, they all have like, you know, you can tap to pay on their phone, or they have a device in there, whatever. And we go, and I pull out a credit card. He goes, no cash. Well, I had no euros. So, and Mark had no euros. I mean, this was our first, you know, we had not gotten any cash out in Rome. And so, but luckily we had US dollars. We're like, well, will you take US dollars? And he said, yeah, but he said, oh, $40. And so I just gave him $40. I don't know. I mean, we probably paid much more than we should have to get there, but it was just like, whatever. But we were able to walk in, you know, put our luggage in the correct place, go through security, get on the ship, no problems. All of that was fine. We got to our room, and yeah, it was, and then not much happened. We ate in the main dining room. So we got to our ship, we did the security thing that you have to do. We kind of learned our way around the ship, figured out what reservations we wanted to do for the specialty dining and all that kind of stuff. And so that was all handled. And then for dinner, we had the main dining hall. And so, and we on Royal, we've always had our own table at the main dining hall, but we've always done the anytime dining where you basically make a reservation each day if you want to do it, and they just sit you at a free table basically. But this My Time dining we had not done before, and so it has your table number on the card. And it was the only thing I could get when I reserved the cruise was the early time, which is 6 o'clock, which is way too early for us. We don't eat that early. But we were planning to do 3 nights in specialty dining and also buffet a night or two. So we thought, well, we'll only be doing the main dining room a couple of times, so that's fine, whatever. So we went there at 6, and we go in, and there's this big, like, I don't know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, like 8-seat table. And there was this couple. It was just one other couple sitting there, this Asian couple, straight couple, probably in their 60s. I'm not sure how old, but they were the only ones there. And Mark and I are like, oh, we didn't realize we were going to be, I mean, to ourselves, not to them. We didn't realize we were going to be sitting with anyone else. But we went ahead and sat down. We didn't cause a scene or anything. We sat down, but these poor people, they had already ordered, and their appetizers had come out, and they were not eating. They were just sitting there, not eating their We hadn't ordered anything. We hadn't done anything. They were waiting on us to eat. And so finally we're like, oh, no, please, please start eating. We haven't even ordered yet. You know, don't wait on us, you know. So we made small talk, which is not our favorite thing to do, but we made small talk. And we even found out, like, they asked, oh, are you doing main dining every night? And, you know, all this. And we said, well, we're doing specialty dining a few nights. And so we're probably only going to do dining two or three nights. So we said, we'll definitely see you again, but it won't be every night. Dinner was good. I had fried chicken and Mark, I can't remember what Mark had, but anyway, he had some fish, I think. And then we went to the show. And oh my gosh, so this show was some, it was like an acrobatic comedy slash, I don't even know how to describe it. Like this guy would balance things and tumble them with his feet. But these were like, the show started with like a video of the five generations of circus performers or whatever, right? And the picture, it's always this way. The picture they have of this guy was when he was in his 30s or 40s, right? And then this lady comes out and she does this little acrobatic thing, but she keeps falling. She can't. And what it looks like, and then he comes out and he's like 80. Or I mean, he's not really. I don't think he's really 80, but he looks old. And I think they're a married couple, but she was definitely younger than him. But anyway, so what it appeared to be is that they were past their prime. They were circus performers that were past their prime. They had passed their expiration date. All he did was twirl things on his feet. He would get in a chair with his feet sticking up and he would twirl. She did some hula hoops and some acrobatics. They would not even have made it on America's Got Talent. I mean, it was like, it was not good at all. It was, you know, we were glad when it was over, basically. And anyway, so then we went to bed and, well, we came back to the room and watched some episodes of From, because it's a new show that we're watching. Well, new to us show that we're watching on MGM Plus, which is weird, but I heard about it on a podcast anyway. It's pretty good. It's kind of a horror, drama, suspense sort of show. And that was our first day of the cruise. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and end it there. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393 or text. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.